Welcome to the Oxley Bond MotoGP podcast.
Everybody, this is the Oxley Bond MotoGP podcast. My name is Peter Bond, and in this pod, I'll take you with me for a lap around the Qatar MotoGP track on our MotoGP bike. We start at the finish straight, where we just have hit fifth gear, we touch sixth gear, and then we go more or less 350 km per hour. And right in front of us, we should turn one a pair, and that's not a very fast one, so we brake. It's a lot of hard braking. And actually, this braking, it's not difficult, but it's hard physically, because you have to brace yourself against the G-forces. And on the current MotoGP bike, you brace yourself with only one leg. Your other leg is just dangling on the inside to make sure you have the balance all the time. So that's a lot of power you have to resist on the handlebars and on your other leg. Turn one, you can actually be a little bit brave and forget your braking marker a little bit and just try what happens if I do it 5 meters later. Because turn one is really, really wide. There's a lot of lines possible. So if you're a little bit too brave, can't turn in really or feel the front go, you just go a little bit wider. What you need to do when you go into turn one is don't be too trigger happy. Basically, if your entry line seems to be a little bit wide, it's usually good because you make a really late apex. And when you open it, you cannot open too much and go completely to the left side because turn one is a right-hander. You cannot let it completely flow to the left because turn two is so close coming towards you. And you have to be completely on the right side of the track to enter turn two. And at turn two, once you are there, think, because what can happen and what will happen usually in Qatar is the left side of your front tire gets cold. Now, it doesn't do that by the practice sessions you have or on the daytime, but in the race, which is a bit later on the day, during the race itself in the dark, the track temperature and the air temperature will drop. The humidity will probably raise a little bit. And suddenly at turn two, you find yourself with the left side of your front tire that's cold because the last time you used it was in turn 15. That's like nearly 2 kilometers behind you that you used the last time the front tire. So it can be cold. Turn two, a little bit careful because lots of people crash there over the cold front tire, left hand. Turn three is easy. Turn four is basically, it's just normal racing. Turn five is normal racing. Now comes an interesting one. Exiting turn five and 90 degree right hand. You accelerate shortly. It's a second gear exit corner and then turn six. That's really, really slow. I think it's probably the slowest corner of the whole year, of the whole calendar. And you have to enter it completely on the right side of the track, obviously, because especially with slow corners, you have to be so precise where you started, where you peel in. You use a lot of trail braking. So you brake late, you use all the lines that start from the right to completely on the inside. Lots of trail braking, and trail braking on slow speed can easily go wrong. The good thing is, 2 meters away from you, the bike is already stopped. But it's so easy to lose the front on low speed because once you lose it, it's immediately gone. And the other thing is, when you arrive at turn six, you have to know if somebody is behind you. If somebody is behind you who really wants your place, you can't go completely to the right and make a wide entry because that's like opening the door way too much. So you're always a little bit in between what to do at turn six. Go the ideal line and make a really good lap time and probably catch the guys in front of me or close the door because the fucker behind me will for sure put his wheel underneath me, make a block pass. It's not dangerous, but he's just there and I can't turn in. And we are both slow. I just lost the position and we both lost the lap time. That's the thing, turn six. Short sprint to turn 7, 8, 9 is like dancing with the motorbike because it's so fast. It's not really high speed, but so quickly from left to right that you use a lot of force with the handlebars and the footbacks and have to be very precise where to put the bike. Exiting turn 9 or basically already entering turn 9, careful. If you attack turn 9 completely, you end up way too much on the wrong side of the track because the next corner is the left-hander turn 10. You have very little time to come back to the outside of the track. 10 is a lot like 6, a little bit faster than it. Probably even some bikes even second gear. But it's again a corner where you open the door a lot to do the good lap time. So somebody behind you, he can always put it underneath you, make a block pass. On the other hand, if you're following somebody, you can surprise him by not putting it underneath him into turn 10, but using a lot of your rear tire out of turn 10, because out of turn 10, second gear all the way to 12, because 11 is just the fast left-hander where you completely accelerate through the gearbox, even until the end of fifth gear, you're accelerating over the left rear side. The rear tire, the left side of your rear tire is used a lot there. So once you follow somebody, you have a good exit, you can sort of, by the time you arrive at turn 12, you can be on his inside without needing to outbrake him. You're just there because you had a better drive out of it. If you overdo it, you can go 3-4 times completely mental with a rear tire, but you won't make it the race. So that's one of these places where clever riders conserve their rear tire by leaving 1-2 tenths on the table there, but as a result have a rear tire towards the end of the race, because that, before we do the rest of the lap, is a little bit of a thing on this track. It's actually a big thing. Tire conservation always plays a huge part in Qatar, and you have to do these races with your head a lot less, with emotions, a lot with your brain. In that way, it's a little bit like Phillip Island. Means you all know you cannot do the race completely as you want them to do, and don't even think about your tires. If you do that, you won't even make it halfway through the race. So in an ideal situation, you have a very, very fast bike to defend your position on the long straight, and you just slow down a little bit in the quick corners to not use too much of your rear tire. You try to be in the top 5, top 6, see that there is a leading group where you are sitting in the leading group. If you accidentally end up leading that group, that's cool, but don't try to be a hero too early. Usually what you see in these races is that there's a lot of fighting in the beginning, the first couple of laps. Then everybody sort of settles or realizes, okay, this is my position. And within 5 laps to go, it's like suddenly the race opens completely, because then everybody goes completely mental and it's like a one long sprint to the finish. And the guys who have done the most clever race by conserving the rear tire and having their position really well organized, they can go for the win. But we arriving at turn 12 and we just put it underneath somebody who was just a little bit too conservative with his rear tire. Then we have 13 and 14, which are very fast right-handers. We use a lot of curbs. The curbs in Qatar actually are redone last year, and they're beautiful. Beautiful means when you just touch them, you just feel a little vibration, and they get just higher if you use more of them. So the more you use the curbs, the more you get punished by vibrations and by pumping. So you can use them, but be careful with it. So they're sort of safe and they give you a lot of warning, but you have to use the curbs. Turn 13 or 14, it's a lot about the curbs. Turn 15, the last left-hander is basically normal corner, except when you're in there or out there, you have to realize who is behind you. Is he going to do an attack on me or not? Because that will define your line into turn 16. Turn 16 is an over 90 degree corner, quite basic actually, but it's very, very important for the lap time, because you don't make a lot of lap time by braking later into it, but you can easily make or lose a lot of lap time if you don't exit it perfectly, because that exit goes really from whatever 90 kilometer per hour to 350. So somebody who starts to accelerate just 1/10 of a second later is easily losing 6/10 over the whole straight. And that exit is done by the whole combination of lowering the rear of your bike on the really right moment while opening the gas and being on the right place. Means the right place there is just a little bit of curbs. And the funny thing is, watch it when you watch television, exiting turn 16s, when they exit the corner, they don't go straight. They go nearly completely back, as if they think, fuck, I need to go into the pit lane. But they don't. It's just that you start accelerating with a lot of lean angle, and just the bike don't want to come up, and you don't want the bike to come up too early as well. Because if you put the bike up manually by yourself, by the foot pegs and the handlebars, it will start to wheelie. So there is a logic that they exit with as long as possible with a lot of banking and a low rear side of the bike, bring it completely back to the pit wall, and then they hit fifth gear and sixth gear, and they are really, really close to the pit boards in fifth gear. And then in the end, they go back completely to the left and we do the rest of the lap. So Qatar is not simple. It's a very flowing track, but at the same time, you have to use your brain and you have to have done your homework during the practice sessions, that you know, how many laps can I do? How do I keep my position? How do I make sure that the front group doesn't suddenly jump away? You know, actually, I'm a little bit of a cyclist. It's like road cycling races that you see. You know, there is a peloton, there is a group, and at some point, the group is just gone, or some hero will try to make the jump from the peloton to the group, only to arrive there and, in this case, realize he has no rear tire left instead of being too tired. So there is some similarities with cycling racing, but I won't bother you with my cycling adventures. The trick in Qatar, like I said, is being being very fast in the flowing parts, conserve your rear tire. And for that, it always helps to have a really, really fast bike. If you're on a Ducati here, which has superior power, it's quite easy to defend your position. If somebody sticks it under you, underneath you in one of the tight corners, you always have the straight to come back with them. That can be a frustrating thing if you're not on a Ducati. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things have changed a little bit. I'm open for surprises. So thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please let us know. Bye-bye.